I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Sure, we all know people who prefer gummy bears, licorice, or peanut brittle, but let's be honest. Chocolate lovers outnumber those other weirdos by a significant margin. Chocolate is full of fat and sugar and laced with caffeine, but its sales have been steadily increasing in the United States over the past decade, even as overall candy sales have declined. The results of some recent studies have even implied that chocolate might be considered a health food, with heavy scare quotes. But have you ever considered the environmental impact of that chocolate stash you have hidden in your desk drawer? Some researchers at the University of Manchester wondered about it, and so they calculated the carbon footprint of chocolate production in the United Kingdom by considering each element of chocolate production, from the individual ingredients to the manufacturing processes to the packaging. When you consider its carbon footprint, chocolate has a dark side. The researchers focused on the 3 chocolate products that make up 90% of the country's chocolate market: individually sold milk chocolate bars, sharing bags, and molded chocolate sold by weight. The research team calculated that the UK chocolate industry produces about 2.3 tons, that's 2.1 metric tons, of greenhouse gases each year, as much as would be produced by a city the size of Belfast, Ireland, or El Paso, Texas. Perhaps more alarmingly, it takes about 264 gallons, that's 1,000 liters of water, to produce a single chocolate bar. The research team took into consideration not only the transportation and production of raw materials necessary to manufacture chocolate, but also the energy and natural resources, transportation, distribution and storage, and post-consumer waste involved in the process. Unsurprisingly, the researchers found that the most environmentally problematic chocolate products were the sharing bags, large bags of individually wrapped candies, since their ingredients and excessive packaging carry larger carbon footprints. Of all the ingredients contained in chocolate, the cocoa, which is shipped to the UK from countries in West Africa and Central and South America, and the milk, the production of which is incredibly energy intensive, pack the most punch as far as greenhouse gas production is concerned. In a press release, the lead author of the study, Adiza Azapagic, head of sustainable industrial systems at the University of Manchester, said, "It is true that our love of chocolate has environmental consequences for the planet, but let's be clear, we aren't saying people should stop eating it. The point of this study is to raise consumers' awareness and enable more informed choices. Also, we hope this work will help the chocolates industry to target environmental hotspots in the supply chains and make chocolate products as sustainable as possible." We hope so too. Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other rich topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.